holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right, I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen, I have something for you. This is from the 40 plus church songs.
Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
From the grave, Jesus rose, yeah, with a mighty triumph for his love. Jesus rose, okay, up and
from what?
From the dark self.
And what does he do?
And he lives forever.
Yes, sir.
With the same
new. All right, let me sing about it.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, happy. Heaven gonna win this chair.
Yes, sir. Listen, that is Jesus Rose from the project entitled 40 Plus Church Songs. Anywhere you can get music, it's there. Spotify, YouTube. You can listen to it on YouTube. I mean, it's everywhere. Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, wherever you want to look and see, that's where the song is. Listen, we're expecting a great change with this song. These songs were written for the people to sing at home, sing in church, sing in the car, so that they can begin worshiping God long before they get to church, so that they can worship God and get God all the glory. But you can see, we are having so much fun with this project. Go pick it up. Go listen to it. Share it. Sing it. Teach it for your Easter service. Whatever you want to do with the song. Teach the song. Learn the song. Sing the song. All right? All right, let's get into our lesson. We've been talking about preaching the kingdom and what the kingdom is and receiving the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is actually the kingdom. The kingdom is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy, or joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And so if you're looking for joy, you're not going to have joy without the Holy Ghost. If you're looking for peace, you won't have peace without receiving the Holy Ghost. You won't be able to elect peace. See, we live in a land where people elect everything and vote on everything. But if you want peace, you're not going to be able to vote that in. You're not going to be able to elect that. You can't elect peace. You have to receive the Holy Ghost in order to receive peace. And trust me, most people have tried. Many people have tried. Thousands have tried. Millions have tried. And it does not work. You can vote whoever you want into office. But if you're talking about peace, joy, and righteousness, you're never going to find it in any other place other than in the kingdom. And the kingdom is receiving the Holy Ghost. So if you want peace, receive the Holy Ghost. If you want joy, receive the Holy Ghost. If you want righteousness, receive the Holy Ghost. No other kind of way will you receive anything. Like that, you will never get peace if you don't receive the Holy Ghost. Never. You can forget about it. Never. All right? Let's read something. We're going to read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. I think is where we'll start. We'll start at verse 22. Just in case you were wondering, what does the Holy Ghost do? The scriptures will tell us what the Holy Ghost does. All right. Verse 22. But the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. And then it's going to itemize the types of fruit that the Holy Ghost produces in our lives. See, you know, how it has a play on words, you know, produce, produce and produces. See, this is what it produces in our, this is the kind of fruit that it produces in our life. Love. So the Holy Ghost produces love. So in other words, you can't have love without the Holy Ghost. Second, joy. You're not going to receive joy without the Holy Ghost. Third, peace. You're not going to have peace without the Holy Ghost. Patience. How about that? You're not going to have patience without the Holy Ghost. Kindness. You can't have kindness and not have the Holy Ghost. You can't have that with the Holy Ghost. The kindness is built in you. Kindness, that's built. Goodness, that's another fruit of the Spirit. Goodness. Faithfulness, that's another fruit that the Holy Ghost produces. Faithfulness. So some people, if you want your husband to be faithful, he need to receive the Holy Ghost. That's what needs to happen. If you want your wife to be faithful, she needs to receive the Holy Ghost. That's what needs to happen. Faithfulness to God, and then faithfulness to your family. Faithfulness, it produces it. The Holy Ghost does that. gentleness. The Holy Ghost, produces gentleness. And lastly, self-control. The Holy Ghost produces self-control. Self-control. There is no law against these things. The very things that the Holy Ghost produces, there's no law against that. Have you ever heard of a law against love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? But if you want any of those, you will have to receive the Holy Ghost. You have to receive it. Let alone, you know, to make it into the kingdom with God and be with him in heaven and wherever else he takes us. You have to receive the Holy Ghost. Verse number 24, that was verse number 23 that went into gentleness and self-control, and there is no law against things. Verse number 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. So in order to receive the Holy Ghost, we have to remove the sin. So there's two parts of the removing. The first part is that you're wanting to stop sinning. We have to want to stop sinning. Once we stop sinning, then we got the baptism to wash away the sins. See that? There's two parts. There's one part where we stop sinning. We want to stop sinning. And then the second part is the baptism in the water in the name of Jesus Christ that washes away sin. Do you understand it? Do you really get what I'm telling you? In order for us to receive the Holy Ghost, there's two parts to this thing. We have to want to stop sinning. And then the second part is the washing away of sin in water. Remember, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.